want you to look on the screen and read with me James 3:16. Read it. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, you find disorder and every evil practice. See, while God loves you, you cannot let things get out of order in your life. Because what will happen is every evil practice will begin to creep in and you won't think anything's wrong with it. Homes are falling apart because of the disorder. Did you know that the word disorder in the Greek here means chaos? It means confusion. It means commotion. Everybody's yelling at one another. Everybody's trying to get to their place on time. And there is no order in the house. I want to share with you two scriptures. 1 Corinthians 14:33. Turn with it. Turn there, whether it's on your device or in your Bible. 1 Corinthians 14:33. God is not a God of disorder, but a God of peace. Write it down if you can't find it at the moment. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. God is not a God of disorder, but of peace. A lot of times in our lives, there is a lack of peace in our life because there's not order. Say that with me. There is a lack of peace because there's disorder. Where there is order, let me put it like the old sisters of the church used to put it. You just be a nervous wreck if things are a mess. When things are out of order, you're a wreck. Am I helping anybody? 2 Corinthians. Turn to 2 Corinthians. Chapter 12, verse 20. The Apostle Paul said, when I come to see you, he said, I'm just anticipating from what I've heard that there may be discord, jealousy, 2 Corinthians 12:20, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, slander, gossip, arrogance, and what? Disorder. How do I straighten that up? Let's have a conversation about that just for a moment. There is a manual that is used by counselors, and in that manual, there are numbers associated with different disorders. Everything you can imagine is listed in it. Let me read you some of the disorders. Attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD. Autism spectrum disorder. Conduct disorder. Oh, I know a lot of people with that. Oh, hush, Dr. Burrell. Disruptive mood dysregulation disorder. Eating disorder. I rebuke that. Gender dysphoria. Intellectual disability. Internet gaming disorder. Major depressive disorder and the bereavement exclusion. Mild neurocognitive disorder, obsessive compulsive and related disorders, paraphylactic disorder, personality disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder, schizophrenia, sleep-wake disorders, specific learning disorders, social communication disorder, somatic symptom disorder, substance-related and addictive disorder. I'm going to stop. And we wonder what is wrong with our world. It's not political. It's a disorder. Are you hearing me? When God created the earth, when he looked at it, it was in disorder. Everything was chaotic. So how do I correct that? If my life, and I want to tell you, you don't have to be a teenager to have a disorder. You don't have to have an addiction to experience disorder in your life. You can live with somebody that has a disorder and it will disorder your order. Have you ever gone into a place and everything was just chaotic? There's no place for anything and everybody's just loud and yelling and carrying on and you go, whoa, let me get out of here. Our world has entered a time that it thrives on disorder. And this is what the Lord wants me to share with you today. Please do not forget this. If you're listening to this, do not forget this. There is no such thing in God's economy as new normal. He spoke that so clear to my heart. He said, tell the people to resist the world declaring that there is a new normal. He said, my normal is always new. And when we learn that he loves us and cares for us and wants us to experience order, so our lives will be at peace, because where there is no peace, there is every evil work. Check out your life. How do I reorder the disorder in my life? Are you ready for this? It's important for you to understand. How do I change this? I forgot how to change it. There you go. How does God help me change things? First, write this down. Corey, help me. Acknowledge the disorder. Everybody say, acknowledge the disorder. Stop pretending that it's okay. One of the things that happens to us, and it's happening to the church world right now, there is a new order. You know, people just are not going to go to church like they used to. Do you know why? They have shown that they really have not made him first in their life. God has always gathered his people together to worship. The only time worship in seclusion is powerful is when it's a personal time with him, or the enemy puts you on an island called Patmos, and then God shows up. But he has never told us to stop meeting together. What is the disorder in your life? If you want the disorder to continue, do two things. Never acknowledge it, or just accept it as a new normal. Don't shout me down because I'm preaching so good. Secondly, we have to reorder. This is how we get out of the disorder. How do I reorder? First, you got to clean up the mess. Say that with me. You have to clean up the mess. In our house, if you're going to live in Sherry Burrell's house, there's going to be a place for everything and everything in its place. And if you forget, she's going to remind you. Do you know why? Because when things are scattered, It creates, even in our mind, tension. And we begin to see the whole world in a mess. Man. So I have to reorder things. There are people I have to say, you can't be a part of my life because your mess is destroying my order. What? But you know, I want to be friendly to everybody. You can be friendly to them, but you don't have to bring them in and let them mess up your life. Wow. And if you think and tell your children before they get married, if they think they're going to change him or her, they are missing a screw. It's good preaching. You have to reorder. Jesus said, and he does it in Matthew 5, 6, and 7. He says, I'm bringing a new order here. I'm fulfilling the old law, but I'm bringing a new order here. And my order is the way you're to keep this. That's why he spent 3 chapters of Matthew 5, 6, and 7 saying, this is how you live. The Apostle Paul, in writing to the Corinthians, he says, if you want order in your house, you're going to, listen to this, expel those that are causing the chaos. Whoa. So you have to reorder. When someone leaves your life, what do? You don't leave the hole empty. You reorder your life. Doesn't mean you don't miss them, but you reorder things. This is the way I want you to do things. See, God told Israel, here's the way I want you to do it. And when they got out of order, what happened? Sickness, disease, chaos. There was grumbling and complaining. Anytime there's disorder, grumbling and complaining happens. Well, why don't we just go to church and just let God have his way? He does have his way, but he says, when you get together, I want everything done decently and in order. Even when people speak in tongues, there needs to be an order to it. Everybody just doesn't go crazy talking in tongues and acting like a bunch of wild people. Yeah, but I really feel God during those times. When God does it, it will be in order. So I have to acknowledge the disorder. This is a mess. I got to clean this up. Before I go any further, write this down. There's some things you're going to have to clean up. Other people can't clean them up. Say, I'm going to have to clean it up. You have to make your own time to pray. I don't expect Sherry to make our schedule in our house to fit my time to pray. I establish my time to pray and say, babe, this time I'm going to spend with the Lord. She'll say to me, I'm going to go in here and spend time with the Lord. Or I get up early in the morning or stay up late at night. Yeah, but Pastor, I have to get up early. I used to have to be at work at 4:45 every morning and punch a switch that says, good morning, everybody. It's great to have you. Here's the good music of the day. Try that after getting 2 hours of sleep. So I have to reorder. I have to clean things up. Thirdly, this is the last one, then I have to set things in order. When I acknowledge the disorder, when I reorder by clearing things out, then what's going to come to my life? Order. J.B. Briley, years ago, said he had he was a dear friend of ours. He pastored a church in Virginia. I'll never forget, as a little boy, he told my dad, he said, "Brother so-and-so came by. I went by to see Brother so-and-so the other day, and he said, well, Brother Brawley, if nothing happens, I'll try to be at church Sunday." And Brother Brawley said, "Well, that's nice." He said, "You're such a good man." He said, "You know what? You're so good, if somebody comes by and said, 'Let's go hunting,' you'd go. Somebody came by and said, 'You know what? Let's go fishing.' You're so good. You wouldn't say to them, 'No, I'm going to the house of the Lord today.' You'd go fishing with them. When I set things in order, there is nothing that takes the place of this. There's nothing that takes the place of His word in my personal life. There's nothing take. I'm not going to let anything, anybody get my life out of order, because where God works, there is order. Where there is peace, there is order. Where there is order, there is peace. I know a lot of people like to go to some of these outlet stores where they have boxes in the floor and you have to dig through everything and you have to push through everything. Oh, you get things so cheap there. Baby, I'm not doing that. If I'm going to do all of that digging through, I just plant my own garden, grow my own stuff, and take care of it. I'm not pushing through that mess. If you really want to experience the peace of God and the love of God in your life, then you're going to have to, number one, acknowledge there is a disorder. I'm out of control. I'm saying things before I think. I'm letting anger jump out the first response. First thing that I hear, when I hear it, I immediately go, "Nah, is that really the truth?" I distrust everyone. You're going to have to get your life in order. Get your thinking right. How do I do that? You do it through this book. Whatever this book says, this is what we believe. Yeah, but you know, they say even if you're asymptomatic, you can get this stuff. Even if you're asymptomatic, you can get this. That's not what God's word says. But what about the folks that do get it? I can't help them. I can only manage one life. This one. Well, what about them? What about them? They have the same opportunity to believe what I believe. They have the same opportunity to walk the way I walk. Well, I'm just not going to go that way. Ta-da! You get what you walk in. How do I get my life back together? Here's how I try to help people sometimes. First thing you got to do is you've got to be just so proactive in ordering your life. And if so-and-so calls and says, we're going to do this, I'm sorry, I have this planned. And if it's something that I don't have to do, I can make adjustments. But you're not going to wreck my life. Had a family member call several days ago. So-and-so is going on in my life. Whoa, 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 wait, hey. I'm kin to you. I love you and I'll pray with you, but I'm not your counselor. You're going to have to go see your own. I don't do that. For an hour and a half, I listened. And when they got through, I said, now that we've talked about this, guess what we're going to do? What? We're not going to talk about it again. Really? No. Why? Because you've already talked your way into working out how you're going to solve this thing. So do it. And don't run your mouth about it anymore. Get your life in order. Come here, Angie. Get ready. But I don't... If God loved me, he wouldn't let me go through this. He told you, in this world you will have what? Trouble. But be of good cheer, for I have, say it loud, the world for, whoa, and you go, how can he, does he really love? Yes, he does. You have to begin to say it. He loves me. I just need to clean up my act. I need to put my life together. I need to get that stuff out that's messing up my life. That always, get it in order. Look this way. It took you 20 years to mess it up. You're not going to fix it sitting down, sipping on a cup of coffee for 15 minutes. That's a good way to start. But it may take you a while to get things back in order. But you need to do it today. The Lord said to tell you, stop accepting the world's phrase, there's a new normal. He said it isn't new, it is disorder. The enemy is camouflaging this thing, trying to make you think it is an order. No, he's saying, as the preacher said, God loves you. Before there was anything else, he loved you. And remember Genesis 1. He took the chaos, and one day at a time, he set it in order. One day in 6 days, he reordered everything. Wow. How many of you going to reorder things? I'm telling you. The best of us can let things get out of order, get out of line, let the kids run the house, let the children run the house. They're not doing that in my house. The enemy's not going to run my house by chaos. I'm in charge. My wife's in charge. The Lord is in charge. We have peace in our house because when something gets out of line, we reorder it because he loves me. Amen. I want you to make this your prayer for the end of this service. Has this helped anybody at all? You're wondering, how do I get things to work? You just need to get rid of some stuff, baby. You need to change some things. You need to change some attitudes. You need to change your schedule. You need to get in control and stay in charge and stop letting everybody else run things for you. Hello? Wow. Say, he loves me. I'll acknowledge the disorder, and I will reorder things so there will be order in my life. Ladies and gentlemen, that's why he said, walk this way and don't turn from it. Stay on this road. What he said, if you will do what I tell you, if you'll stay in this order, Your life will be going really, really well.
Thank you for joining our service today. If you'd like to donate, we have many ways for you to give. You can text Zion and the amount to 73256, visit us online at zionca.org, or send by mail to Zion Christian Assembly, 258 Beartooth Parkway, Suite 130, Dawsonville, Georgia, 30534. For more resources and information on our church, visit zionca.org.